Proclamation number 6809 of 19th of April, 1957. Experiencing the work of redemption in the hereafter. No matter how the suffering and agony of my crucifixion and my death on the cross are described to you, you cannot measure the work of mercy and love I have accomplished for you. But one day you will also be allowed to witness it. One day you will be able to experience everything for yourselves in retrospect. And only then will my infinite love be revealed to you, which motivated me to accomplish this act of salvation. For as soon as you have reached a certain degree of light, there will no longer be any concept of time for you, and thus you will also be able to experience the past as present. And you will be overwhelmed by an event which no human mouth is capable of reproducing and which no human intellect would be able to grasp if it were also described to you correctly. For the sufferings and torments were immeasurable. Because Roman 1, although human, suffered unspeakably from the filth of sin, which contradicted my pure, divine nature. As a human being, I nevertheless harbored the fullness of the eternal deity within myself. Thus I could not at the same time grant access to the adversary, who, however, approached me via my tormentors and therefore caused me to defend myself to the utmost, so that my body and soul had to suffer torments which you humans cannot comprehend, because the contrast between immaculate innocence and sin is hardly comprehensible to you. My body, however, was still earthly oriented. It felt all sufferings and torments in excess. The soul resisted its oppressors and multiplied the torments many times over, suffered the torments even far more, for it looked into the deepest hell, it faced the greatest depravity, it saw into abysses which made it shudder, and all its fears and terrors were still transferred to the body, so that truly every other human being would not have had to suffer the death of the cross, because he would have already lost his earthly life under the hands of his tormentors. Yet I also took pity on them, for I knew that they were under my adversary's control and thus were acting out against me on his behalf. And therefore I wanted to take upon myself the greatest measure of suffering, therefore I wanted to complete the act of salvation in order to also bring salvation to those, in order to also release those from his control. What took place on the day of my crucifixion on earth takes place again and again in the spiritual kingdom, evident to all souls which stand in the light, and again praise my love and mercy in view of the sacrifice of atonement for the whole of humanity. But not that the process is constantly repeated, but that all spiritual beings full of light experience the past retrospectively is present. The past, present and future are apparent to them at all times, because there is no longer any limitation for the being of light, thus also every concept of time is switched off. Even if you humans on earth try to imagine the work of mercy of the man Jesus, it will only ever be a weak comparison to what you will one day be able to experience yourselves. For you can certainly visualize the external events but not the nameless suffering which Jesus' soul had to endure, and which only becomes comprehensible when a soul stands in the light and knows about the horrors of darkness. When it knows what it means to have to exchange the kingdom of light with the kingdom of darkness and to now be at the mercy of all demonic powers. The soul of the man Jesus came voluntarily from the kingdom of light and sought to compensate for all counter-influences with love. But even this love could not prevent the adversary from taking possession of his body, from testing all the powers of hell on him. And therefore he patiently took upon himself even the most severe suffering. He took the path to the cross. He endured abuse and maltreatment and forced his soul and body to endure until death on the cross. For the burden of humanity's sins was immeasurably great, and therefore the work of atonement also had to be immeasurably painful. I myself was in the man Jesus. I myself gave him the strength, but I did not determine his will, only that Roman one, as love dwelling in him, was the strength which enabled him to carry out the sacrifice on the cross. And therefore the sacrifice on the cross is not to be judged as a human work, but it was offered for you humans by me myself and Jesus Christ. And therefore you will only be able to grasp the great significance and the immense suffering when you yourselves experience it in retrospect in the spiritual kingdom, in order to then also praise and glorify the one who redeemed you from sin and death. Amen.